something for the weekend on Saturday. It's Trina, and honest to God, two of my favourite ladies are on the line. We've got Mary Byrne, we've got Eilish O'Carroll. Welcome.
How are you, Trina? How's it going?
Eilish, you won't know this, right, but I've been stalking Mary for a decade at least now at this stage. Mary's been on the show a number of times, and Eilish has been on, I think, twice already. The last time we were on, right, Eilish, I said we're going to have a 5 minute chat, and I think we were on for about an hour. I got everything.
I think so.
I found out what you literally have for your breakfast, so it's nice to have you back. The two of you are working together. What's going on?
Phew. Yes, I can't wait. It's going really well. We're getting on really well. She's a bit of a diva, though, I have to say.
Yeah,
but hey,
yeah.
I'm only joking. It's going to be a very fun play.
Mary, you're rehearsing right now. What is it that you're rehearsing for with Eilish?
We're rehearsing a play called Waiting for Gatto, which has been in the line for a long time, and now we've just decided that it's going to happen thanks to the gun. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh,
it's about a swimming club. Eilish, who is Mo in it, she is the head of the swimming club, and it just all goes downhill after that.
Right. Probably like yourself, Mary, over the years, I've been in many's a swimming club. They're there for the social reasons.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And that's really what this club is about. I mean, yeah, they all want to lose weight, but we don't actually ever lose weight. But we actually form great friendship. Yeah, it's hysterically funny. I don't want to give too much away.
Yeah.
But the character I'm playing, she's kind of, it's the only power that she has in her life, bless her, is running this swimming club. We do have one fantastic loser who has lost 12 stone, so you know it isn't all bad. We got something right as far
okay,
as the club.
So one member of that entire group has lost 12 stone.
Yes.
So technically it's a success.
Yes.
Okay.
He's lost me. Let's put it that way. He's lost my entire body in his weight.
But can I say the reason he's lost it is because he's in love with Mo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So he's
That's
going
the only
for a
reason.
Reason
he's coming.
Yeah, he's going for a reason. I always went to my group just to kind of catch up with the girls and get a bit of gossip. It wasn't really about getting on the scales at all.
Yeah, I remember years ago joining a swimming club in the UK, and we'd go and we'd starve ourselves. We'd go on a Tuesday night and then we'd go out and we would have pizzas and you name it and glasses of wine and then we'd starve ourselves for the next 3 days or 4 days.
Oh, yeah.
Until we went back on the scales again. And we always managed to lose weight. How, I have no idea, because we eat our own weight on the Tuesday after the weigh-in.
Yeah, I can identify so much. You'd starve yourself on the day of weigh-in, and then, night didn't count anymore.
Yeah.
You have whatever. There's also the people in the groups, in these slimming groups, who go on holidays and they come back and they say, oh, I lost 2 stone while on holiday and I had pizza and takeaway every night. And you're looking at them going, there's no way you had that. That's just not possible to lose weight and to eat like that.
Well, that's definitely not me.
Mary, what are you on about? I don't even recognise you anymore. You've disappeared.
I've put back on a stone now since the last lockdown. But look, we'll get that down again. No problem.
Ah, yeah. Because with the swimming club now up and running again, she'll lose that stone before the swim.
She'll have to get into character, you know. She'll have to have her mind on. Mary, is that you, Mary, wearing the red dress in the pictures?
Yes, yes,
like,
in my lovely wig.
Didn't even recognise you. You look like a different person. It's mad. Every time I see Mary,
everybody's saying
she's
that's
smaller.
Me. Well, I'm not as small as I was in that now. I'd put on the stone, as I said, but still look a little bit better than what I did on the X Factor.
Would you stop? You're only gorgeous. It's hard to believe, isn't it, that after all these years, I mean, I'm sure there's an awful lot of people who went on the X Factor and they were never heard of ever again. Still, all these years later, Mary Byrne is still working away, still on the radio, still
absolutely
on the telly.
And she'll never stop, I tell you.
She's fantastic.
No, and I have to say, I'm still singing and now I'm acting, which I can't believe. I mean, I'd never class myself as an actor.
Yeah.
But the fact that I've been given these opportunities has just been a huge bonus in my life, really and truly it has.
Isn't it funny, Mary, how really and truly everything just began for you at the age of 50? A whole different career move that you just never thought was going to happen.
Correct and right. I mean, like, sitting there at 50 years of age and just bang on in the middle of the change of life, I decided to take a whole new change of my life. Where it came from, I can never tell you. I just remember one day sitting on me till and saying, God, if you open the doors for me, I'll go through them. And he did, and I went through them, and here I am today, 12 years down the line, now one from Ballyferma, doing bloody well.
And I have to say, the change of life for most women literally means that. It's not just the change of life physiologically, it's the change of life for a lot of us, where we go in a completely different direction, a direction we never thought could happen. And so for all women going out there and who are going through the menopause at the moment, don't give up hope. Use it, and actually, because if you don't use it, you lose it. And go out there and your life is just starting.
Brilliant
After,
advice.
Of course, you've killed everybody in the household because you're so strung out.
Yeah, no, yeah, with the mood swings and everything.
Yeah.
So look, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. So why not? So the show is called Waiting for Gatto, which is fantastic. Anyone who wants to go, they can get the details on this website. I'm going to give it to you now. It's called mansworthproductions.com. The ladies are busy rehearsing away. I'm going to let you get back to it. Do you get to eat any gatto, by the way?
Funny, Mary, don't lie. We just found some beautiful pepito rolls.
Did you know?
Yeah.
Now, it would have been rude of us to say no. We wanted to say no, but the, you know, our host insisted on treating us, so we have to eat it.
Okay, so you're exactly like the women in this group.
Exactly. Listen, can I just say to anybody out there who wants to buy tickets, the show goes out in Portlaoise from the 19th to the 24th, and there's a matinee there as well. Anyone wants to book? It's a limited show, but we are hoping that Richard and the crew are going to be on the road next year if the show is a hit for us. Okay. So get your tickets and get down there.
Get yous our tickets, Mary, isn't that it?
That's it. Or I know where you live. I will find you, and I will torment the living daylights out of you.
Oh, she's a nutter. Go on. Thanks, Mary. Thanks, Alice. Talk to you soon. It is something for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.